Can't we stay up just five more minutes?
No, 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 no.
Watch him. He's tall and he's wiry.
Come on, get upstairs.
Great. I think they're trying to get rid of us, Jeff.
But we're so lovable.
Adorable.
Look, at your age, you're supposed to have at least 10 hours sleep a night. Isn't he, Alex?
Minimum. 24 maximum.
Well, couldn't I just have 9 and catch short cat naps at school?
I don't need as much sleep as Jeff, Mother. I'm older.
But weaker.
Physical strength is all men think of.
No, no. Back you go.
Go on.
Good night,
Jeff.
Good night, honey. Good night, Jeff.
Good night,
Mommy. Good night. Good night. Good night.
Parking is such sweet sorrow.
And what a wonderful way to kill time. Well, how was your day, little mother?
Great. I feel like it started 2 weeks ago. How was yours?
Oh, well, I got on this treadmill about 7 this morning, and since...
Mother?
Yes, dear?
Can I wear my green dress to school tomorrow?
Yes, dear. Would you like some coffee?
No, thanks, darling. Let's just sit and stare at each other for a while.
Mother, may I wear my new shoes with it?
Of course, dear.
Thank you. Mom!
What is it, Jeff?
Nothing. I changed my mind.
He just doesn't like to be left out of things.
Mother, you didn't let the hem out of this dress.
Mary, it'll be ready for morning.
All right. You go. Hey, where do you think you're going?
Well, I just want to see what's happening down here. I get lonely.
We'll give you a detailed report in the morning upstairs.
Good night, Daddy.
You know, maybe we ought to start chaining them to their beds at night.
Why is it, no matter how much you love them, you're so relieved to get rid of them? Temporarily, that is.
No, don't start feeling guilty. You know, the battle to get rid of children is an American pastime. Darling, why don't we try to get away for a weekend, just by ourselves?
It's a wonderful idea, but don't even think of it.
Why?
Because every time we plan it, something awful happens, and then we're so disappointed.
Mother, on this
side,
will it
I need you to
want
my dress.
I can't decide.
Please,
I
gotta help you. Help. I can be packed in 5 minutes.
Bye, Mommy.
Yeah, goodbye, sweetheart. Have a nice day.
Thank you. I will. Bye, Daddy.
Goodbye, honey.
Sorry, old girl.
Bye, Mom.
Goodbye, sweetheart.
Bye, Dad.
So long, Jeff.
That girl's aiming at me.
Well, I'm sorry, Jeff. Mother, don't forget you have to pick me up at school this afternoon.
Well, she can't. She has to pick me up.
Yeah, well, Jeff.
Well, let's see. I'll go shopping. Pick up Jeff. Take him to the... No, that'll make me late.
Mother, I'm late.
I'll go shopping. Go to the dentist. Take Jeff. No, that won't work either.
Why don't you drop the dentist to school and go bowling?
Did you think of that all by yourself, dear?
Yeah.
Dad, don't forget you promised to give the fellas a first aid lesson this afternoon.
That's right. I did promise. Well, look, I've got a few house calls to make after the clinic, and then I'll... No, no, there's a staff meeting at the hospital.
Shall we bowl doubles?
I can be packed in 5 minutes.
Oh, come on, Mom, we're late.
All right, wait for me at school. I'll pick you up somehow.
Thank you.
Bye.
Oh. Why is it everything with Mary and Jeff is a crisis?
Take 3 deep breaths and thank heaven they're off to school.
You know, when they're 10 minutes late, I'm petrified. And then when they get here, it's...
Seth, you're among friends.
Alex. Is there really some chance we might get away for a weekend alone?
Well, we can always get Mrs. Harris to take care of the kids. Then, of course, I have to have somebody to take care of my calls. But if there's an emergency, then...
Thanks anyway, dear. How could I leave those angels for a weekend?
Uh-huh. Well, if we took him in Friday, he'd be home by Sunday. Well, there's no danger at all, Mrs. Burke. It's a very simple operation. Well, I'd have Dr. Mitchell do it. He's one of the best. Yeah, of course I'd be there. Yes, yeah, certainly, Mrs. Burke. All right. Anytime, Mrs. Burke. Goodbye. Well, that rules out 3 weekends from now.
Well, what happened?
Johnny Burke's tonsils are becoming odd. I'm just beginning to see light for that weekend.
Well, I guess Johnny Burke's tonsils are more important than my morale.
You promise not to tell the medical association? No.
I promise.
Now, darling, I haven't given up hope. We'll tear you away from them yet.
Well, even if we could get away, you know, it wouldn't seem quite fair to go away without the children.
Now, don't start worrying about the children. From birth, they have an advantage over parents, and they know it.
You make it sound like a battle of wits.
Yes, parents can't win. Now, darling, stay away from the children is an unlawful abandonment, you know.
Well, don't tell them I want to get away. I feel like a traitor.
All right, you don't tell the medical association, I won't tell Jeff and Mary.
Well, I guess it's time to start dinner. Is there anything special you'd like?
Anything.
How about some fried liver?
I don't especially feel like fried liver. Daddy?
Oh, Daddy, please don't say no. Promise you won't say no. Oh, Mother, make him promise.
Honey, how can Daddy promise?
Oh, I knew it. I knew it. Every time something wonderful happens.
Now, Mary, would you just tell me what I'm not supposed to say no to?
Well, if I tell you, you promise you won't say no?
What do you think of this hysteria, Doctor?
I think it has something to do with her childhood. Mary, you know Daddy and I never refuse you anything that's reasonable.
Oh, thank you, Mother. Next week I'll do the dishes, make the beds, help with the laundry, anything.
Sounds like a good deal.
Oh, I wouldn't rush into it. Maybe we can make a better one. You know, the roof needs reshingling.
Oh, I'll do it, Daddy. I'll do it. You see, Jeannie Morgan and her folks are going down to her uncle's farm this weekend, and they have horses and a barn dance on Saturday night. Oh, it's just all too divine. May I go, please? Oh, please. You're the most wonderful mother and father in the world. Oh, may I go, please?
Well, what do you say, Alex?
Well, I'm not going to say a thing. I just want to sit here and drink in the compliments.
Well, honey, I'll call Mrs. Morgan.
Oh, thank you, Mother.
We'll miss you, honey, especially at bedtime.
Oh, well, it'll only be for 2 days, Daddy.
Yes, darling, this is one of the sacrifices parents make for their children, letting them go off on their own.
Yes, and it develops our sense of independence.
Well, that sold me, dear. I will call Mrs. Morgan.
Oh, I love you, I love you, I love you. I've got to go break the news to Jeannie.
Well, I guess it's all right to let her go. The Morgans are nice people.
Yeah, I guess. Now, if we could only get rid of Jeff. I'm sorry. If fate arranged to get Jeff away safely for the weekend, even though we'd miss him very much, then we could relax without feeling guilty. How's that?
I wonder how we can get rid of Jeff.
Spoken like an adoring, weary mother.
All I have to say is it's not fair.
Does everybody have to talk in code around here? What's not fair?
Mary's going away for the weekend. How about me?
Well, have you been invited someplace?
No, but it's not fair. Why can't I go someplace?
See, isn't your troop about you for an overnight camping trip?
Not for a couple of weeks.
Oh, Alex, if he has any place to go, let's not sit around inventing one.
I could think of some place to go.
Where?
Jeff, you can do something with us.
Well, what'll we do? Mary will be away having fun.
Jeff, sometimes you don't speak to your sister for a whole weekend at a time. Now, why suddenly would you miss her so much?
Because it's nice to have her around in case he thinks of something nasty to say.
I know.
Where?
Mike Stearns. He's always asking me to spend a weekend over at his house.
Oh, Jeff, don't be ridiculous.
Well, now, Jeff was invited.
Oh, can I go? Please, can I go? I'll call every hour on the hour. Next week, Mom, I'll do anything you ask. I'll rake the leaves. I'll wash the car for anything. Please.
Well, we've already had an offer to repair the roof. Jeff, look, how do you know the offer still holds?
Well, I'm sure it does. I'll call Michael. Please let me go.
Who's fighting?
Mom?
Well, I'll call Mrs. Stearns, and if it's all right, you can go.
Oh, gee, thanks. You know, for parents, you're bull swell. Well, goodbye. I gotta go, Mike.
They did ask us. I mean, we didn't force them.
Our best to keep our little family group together.
We fought like tigers, didn't we?
Like tigers.
Hi, Jim. I'll be right out.
Now,
Now, Jeff, when Mrs. Stern says bedtime, go.
Well, you know me, Mom.
Oh, we sure do. You'll fight him on the beaches.
Mary, did you pack your robe?
Yes, I did,
good.
Mother.
Bye-bye,
Jeff.
Oh, have bye, Dad.
I will. I'm
bye,
sorry.
Mom. Bye, darling.
Oh, we have your pictures, baby.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
If you miss the sound of my cheerful voice, just call.
Oh, don't worry.
Bye.
All right, kids. Have fun. Bye. Take care of yourselves.
Have fun.
Oh, they're off.
Must you use that inflection?
Oh, honey, I'm as heartbroken as you are.
Well, I will miss them.
So will I. I'll count every tranquil moment until they return. Oh, honey, they'll be fine. Well, we've got tonight, all day tomorrow, and Sunday. What would you like to do?
Let's just sit and stare at each other.
All right. Tomorrow night I'll take you dancing. Tonight we stare.
You're a good man, Alec. Oh.
What's a nice girl like you doing in a place like this?
Well, you see, I left the farm when I was 18, and I met this man.
The old story. City slicker, huh?
No, he was a country bumpkin like myself. We fell in love, got married, and lived happily ever after. So far.
Did anyone ever tell you how beautiful you are?
Not lately, dear, so please hurry up.
Why don't we go up to my place later and listen to some music?
Dear, would you stop leering at me?
What's wrong with a husband leering at his wife?
That's right, we are married. I'd almost forgotten.
Now, look, if your husband...
Please. Alex, do you think I ought to call Jeff and say goodnight?
Jeff? Jeff?
Your son, remember? He's about this tall, has black hair, and is an angel most of the time.
Yes, I have a vague recollection of a piercing voice that ricocheted off the walls.
That's our son. Maybe I ought to call Mary. She was supposed to call us today.
Mary? Mary? Oh, honey, if anything was wrong, we'd hear it from the Morgans. She forgot. She's having a nice time. And so are we, if admitting it is not disloyal.
Donna!
Oh, hello.
Hello.
Hello,
Alex. Just coming in? Why don't you join us?
Well, we're just leaving to join some friends, but we have a few minutes.
Oh, well, let's sit down, Mr. Thank
you. Thank you.
Oh, would you like some coffee?
No,
thank you. Thank you.
Well, what are you two doing out on the town and way out here? Well, our children have deserted us for the weekend. They're staying with friends. How are yours?
Oh, fine. Well, you seem to be enjoying your stolen weekend.
We are, but we're keeping it a secret from the kids.
Parents are supposed to be miserable away from their children.
Wait a few years. You'll never see them.
Oh, well, I think we have quite a while to go before that happens.
Not too long. Helen's only 18. How old is Mary?
She's almost 15.
Get ready to lose her. About once a day, a blonde flash simmers by me, kisses me on the top of the head, and mutters something like, "See you, Dad."
That's Helen?
Well, actually, Mary's only 14 and a half. How old is Matt?
16. He wouldn't be caught dead out with his parents.
How old is Jeff?
He's almost 12.
Patty, is Matt that crew cut I see once a week around allowance time? Friendly sort of chap.
That's the one.
Well, Jeff is really only 11 and a half.
Don't be unhappy, darling. There's still hours for a little while.
Helen's been going steady. I have a feeling she's going to spring a wedding announcement on us pretty soon. Well, Jack's a nice boy.
Must he keep pounding me on the back and calling me Pops or Joe? He's about 9 feet tall.
I think any time a father sees a boy around his daughter fairly often, the boy gets very tall.
All I ask is that he stop pounding me on the back.
No, we must go. We'll be late.
Oh. Okay, Patty.
Funny. You want them to grow up, and then they do, and suddenly you're sad.
We'd better go. Goodbye, you two. Have fun. Oh,
thanks, Phil. So long, Patty. Hello out there.
They're still babies.
Oh, of course. Well, we practically have to carry them up to bed every night.
Alex, I know they have to grow up, but... Oh, I'm sorry. I'm being silly.
No, you're not. You're just being a mother. Well, shall we go somewhere and dance? Oh, how about a long drive? Skiing? Aquaplaning? Home?
Would you mind, dear?
No. Oh, waiter, check, please. Oh, if your husband should happen to call. What's funny?
Oh, I was just thinking about that time we went to the Chinese restaurant for dinner, and we parked Mary in her buggy out by the front window.
You're going a long way back.
Not so long ago. And while we were eating, we could see that chubby little foot waving in the air. Remember?
Uh-huh.
You don't remember?
Certainly I do. We had lobster Cantonese.
Oh, my.
Now, where in Mary's infancy are we now?
Jeff. When he got his first haircut.
And he kept waving his chubby little foot at the barber's knee. Kicked him twice, I believe.
And when he went to cut those baby curls, I had to hide so Jeff wouldn't see me cry. Remember?
How could I forget? Jeff was screaming, you were crying, and the barber was threatening to sue for a broken kneecap.
Nice. Why is it that fathers are so...
Honey, before you give me a lecture on the insensitivity of the male, let me tell you something. Fathers feel everything about children that mothers do, but we can't go through life wailing, my baby is growing up.
Well, I guess mothers are allowed to express themselves.
Well, don't think I'm looking forward to the day a 9-footer slaps me on the back with a hiya pop.
You know, I have a feeling that Mary will want to finish college before she rushes into marriage, don't you?
Why? You were married at 18.
Oh, well, that was different.
Sure, it was different. Your mother worried. Good night, Donna.
Good night, dear. Look, Alex, I want our children to grow up, have families, and be happy like everybody else. Why does it have to happen so soon? I mean, every time you turn around, they're bigger. They need you less. One day, Mary will meet a boy and... Daddy, this is Jim Harper.
How do you do, Mrs. Stone? How do you do, Dr. Stone?
Hello, Mother Stone. Hiya, Pop.
got Jeff at the Stearns.
You know, when they do arrive, they're liable to get the idea you're happy to have them home.
Oh, but I had nothing else to do, so I baked a cake. Of course, I will be glad to see them again. Mm,
but did you have to spell out welcome home with your tears?
Oh, now, don't give me that fatherly indifference. Admit you'll be glad to see them.
Sure. But they'll have to drag the admission out of me with torture. Let's be casual.
Time. Oh, I had a wonderful time, Mother, but it's so good to be home.
Oh, I'm glad, baby.
Anybody want to know how I enjoyed myself?
Yeah, tell us, Jeff, how did you enjoy yourself?
It was miserable. Mrs. Stern made us go to bed at 8 o'clock.
Oh, I'm sorry, honey. Oh, it's good to have you home. Well, would you like some cake and milk?
Oh, yeah. Awesome, Mommy. Oh, Mother and Daddy, thank you so much for letting me go this weekend. I just had a wonderful time.
I had a miserable time.
No, well, you can list your complaints in the thank you note.
What a shame you and Daddy had to stay home alone. Did you do anything special?
Well, last night, Daddy took me out to dinner at a very elegant restaurant.
Really? Did you enjoy yourself?
Oh, the restaurant was wonderful, but later on, your mother went to a wedding. Ruined the whole evening.
Well, now, did you like the cake?
Oh, it was great. Good.
Tonight.
I sure will. Come on, Jack.
I don't want to go to bed. I want to watch TV. I want. I don't want to go to bed. I want to watch TV.
Come on, upstairs.
Oh, good night, Dad. Good night, Mom.
Well. Hey, come on.
Good night.
Good night.
Think so, Mary.
And would you mind driving Helen home too?
Of course not, dear.
Thank you, Mother.
Dad,
Mother,
you promised me you'd take me to baseball game so I could practice for the team. Is that okay?
Nothing has changed.
And isn't it wonderful?
Oh, well, you got to go again. I got to go.